I'm Nikki Daniels, Head of Innovation Martlesham, and today I'm joined by Morgan Potter, High Growth Manager from the new Anglia Growth Hub. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the phone to chat with me today, Morgan. Now, the Growth Hub has been around for several years now, so could we start, please, by you explaining what the objectives are?
Yes, thanks, Nikki. The new Anglia Growth Hub provides access to a range of advice and services for businesses in Norfolk and Suffolk. And we can help business access the range of business support services from hundreds of sources. The hub service is free and impartial, and we can help with access to grants, finance, startup support, international trade support, and other specialist advice from a single point of contact. It's managed by Suffolk Chamber of Commerce on behalf of the New Anglia Enterprise Partnership, and it's funded by the Department of Business, Energy and Strategy, as well as the European Regional Development Fund. This means that all services are free at the point of delivery. There are four grants that we typically help clients with. These are from the LEP. The first one's called GTI. It stands for Growth Through Innovation, and provides 40 to 50% intervention on things which are generally pre-commercial, novel, creative, uncertain, and grants are in the range of 1K to 25K. The new one is BR&R, which is Business Recovery and Resilience, and that goes up to 50% intervention, and it supports businesses affected by COVID. And the grants are in the range 25K to 50K, but it's CapEx only. The original grants were growth grants, which are the small grant scheme, which goes in the range 1K to 25K, and the Growing Business Fund, which again is a CapEx grant, but in the range 25K to 500K. We also have training advisors, and most recently we've had people join as coordinators for the government-funded peer-to-peer programme. Incentives then of grants, R&D tax credits, angel venture capital are a good thing, but in order to learn how to scale, most companies need the support of an effective high growth training pathway. So we developed Sooner, Scale Up New Anglia, as a natural extension to grants and all the assistance we provide by the Growth Hub.
Oh, that was really good. Thanks, Morgan. Can we just go back to the Scale Up New Anglia? And I'd be really pleased if you could just explain a little bit more about what that really means and what the programme offers, and also, you know, how do companies get accepted onto it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little note on scale and scaling. At the firm level, we think of scaling as to profitably increase the rate of growth sales or revenues or FTEs. If the current rate of growth is zero, then getting to 5% is scaling. If it's 5%, then getting to 10% is scaling up. These are what we call silver. And for our purposes, growth in terms of turnover in excess of 20% per annum is termed gold. So the mantra that we have is turning silver into gold. Our internal Sooner pathway consists of three themes: silver to gold growth, mastermind, and master classes. The silver to gold growth is like a mini MBA, a taught program, but highly interactive, taking business leaders through everything they need to know about growing their company. Mastermind, on the other hand, is a true peer-to-peer program where there are companies there who are ideally of the same size, but probably from different sectors. And the other companies in the room act as non-executive directors. Honesty is the key requirement for this, so it's certainly not a talk program. It asks questions like, what's keeping you awake at night? What you feel most vulnerable about? What is holding you back? The success of these programs is placed on accountability of the participants to the other members of the team and their commitment. One of the scale-up activities the last round was a spotlight session where the members presented their post-COVID plans, critiqued by other members of the group. Finally, masterclasses on a varying number of topics, and the next one is called Creating High-Performance Organisations. The outcome of all of these things really is a growth plan to put people on the road to scaling. GS is probably the most renowned program. We've talked about Sooner, really, which is an internal program. that we have external programs as well. I'll just run through the list. There's SUNM, EEN, which is Tailored Innovation and Growth Support, Invest East, Tech Nation, Sounding Board, which I'll come to in a minute, and finally Goldman Sachs. And these are in what I call Group One. Now, the new guy on the block is Sounding Board, and this is a collection of mentors who have had a real proven track record in building businesses. So these are available as part of our high growth program. It's free. They'll come in between sort of 3 to 6 weeks, once or twice a week. And that is exactly what they provide as a sounding board. But as I say, they're very highly qualified guys and we're very lucky to have them on board. We've got 12 companies lined up at the moment for Tranche 1. Moving on from Goldman's into Group Pathways 2, we've got people like Innovate UK Scale, Stock Exchange Elite, and finally AIM. The SUNA brand provides a spectrum of business support from those starting to scale right up to a listing on AIM. Where we are at the moment, we've had probably most activities in Pathways 1, which starts off with our SUNA program and ends at Goldman Sachs. And we're very fortunate to have people moving, not just within our program, but from SUNA onto Goldman Sachs.
It was really great to hear that you have that significant brand association with Goldman Sachs. Could you just tell me a little bit more about that business pathway, please?
Yes, of course. There was absolutely nothing in Northern Suffolk. There was no hint of Goldman's at all. Now we've got over 20 companies as alumni through this programme. It's an external pathway, it's world renowned and it's very big in the States. And it enables business leaders, it gives them confidence in their core business management areas and enables them to apply this knowledge directly and immediately. It was piloted in late 2010 and launched in 2011. About 1,400 entrepreneurs from across the UK have graduated from this program. GS10KSB is in fact a partnership between Goldman Sachs, the Goldman Sachs Foundation and leading UK universities. The main thing about Goldman's is it's free and it's our flagship pathway. And you know that Innovate Martlesham's Codeus has been part of that program. Entry criteria for Goldman's are 5 to 50 employees, upwards of 250k turnover, and being in business for 3 years. These aren't particularly stringent, but there is an interview panel which picks up the energy and drive of the individual, and that's what we need to prepare people for. The outcome is a tight-knit community, and it gives them a growth model which has been endorsed by Goldman Sachs. We're in a very good relationship with Goldman's now. We can actually put our marketing stuff on Goldman's app. So I think that's really great help. It's good to see our companies moving from silver to gold, to Mastermind and onwards to Goldman Sachs. This has been picked up by the Scale Up Institute. I've put forward one of the companies that have been on the Mastermind course for a case study. And that's going ahead at the moment. So hopefully that will look from the Scale Up Institute website. Just note that here is something that we've been pushing now for about a year and the government have just picked this up and they've got a whole new program, our peer-to-peer program out now. The Growth Hub is helping them with. And we've got, as I say, a number of facilitators who will be part of that. So that's it. For all inquiries, there is just one number to call and that's 0300 333 6536. But if anybody wants to get a hold of me, well, you can ring that number or email me on morgan.potter@newanglia.co.uk. So I hope that's given you an overview, Nikki, of what we're doing. So over to you.
Absolutely, Morgan. That was a really useful session and thank you so much for your time. You and I will continue to keep in touch and you know Innovation Martlesham is a very strong supporter of your work and in socialising all your new initiatives. So indeed, we'll speak soon and once again, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks, Nikki. It's been a pleasure to have this conversation.